Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Ryan McKee joins us here in this next segment. He's the Recreation Supervisor for Tournaments and Special Events. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Quick props to the Wyatt for being home and only having two barks in the background. I came to the office because if I would have been at home, I would have had two hybrid learning kids and two dogs and who knows what else in the background. So I took a venture to the office real quick.
There you go. Hey, that works. Whatever works best for you. That's how we roll these days. Taking a look at what's going on here. A lot of people take advantage of ice skating here during the winter, and I understand that is open here under some COVID-19 protocols.
Yeah, I think we just opened up this last weekend, this last Friday. So Sydney's and her crew are got things going over there amongst the parade and everything else going on over at the park. I'm sure they had a decent turnout. Basically, if you want to skate, rinks open Friday to Sunday, including the USD 383 holidays. You have to register online or by phone only. You have to go on our website and sign up online only because we need to know who's coming and in and out. There are 2-hour blocks for the day for purchase only. Masks are required for all participants and staff at all times inside the rink. And there actually aren't any spectators allowed. So if you want to go in, you do. If a parent wants to go with the child, obviously, they need to sign up online as well because we are limited on numbers that we can have in the building.
All right. That is good to know because that's something people like to do during the wintertime is just even if you're not an avid ice skater, like I would never put on a pair of ice skates, but I wouldn't mind watching people. So that is off limits here this year.
Yeah, it is pretty it's pretty popular. It's a fun little venue we have that they've created over there, and it's a great place for kids to get out and stretch a little bit and get the legs out and just kind of get out of the house and enjoy that. So ice skating is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, the holiday season is certainly upon us here. And that's one thing that goes with the holidays. And another one is the Red Cedar Harvest. I understand that was this past weekend.
It was with this last Saturday. So we had our 5th annual Red Cedar Harvest. And just to recap a little bit, we have an event out at the Roger Schultz Community Park out off Miller Parkway. It's a nice little park we're opening up, trying to rid the red cedar. It's a invasive species of tree that we like to get off the park, and we've done that for 5 years, letting people come out and cut their own tree down as a family and enjoy the time outside and share some varsity donuts that were individually packaged this year. And basically, they register and they go up and cut a tree down of their choice, take a hay rack ride that was sponsored by Brits up into the park. It's really a neat event. We get a lot of comments, a lot of compliments from people that just enjoy being out with their family and friends and getting out and cutting a tree and bringing it back and loading it on their car. In fact, when Wyatt was talking, Brandon, I sent you a picture on email. I don't know if you've got it yet, but
oh yeah,
it's a classic look of a person tying a Clark Griswold tree on their car and just making just had a blast with it, and they were just so happy to get trees like this and get them home. So just a great event. We had 325 people show up and approximately 200 or so trees that were taken off the property, and just a lot of, we do have a few more pre-cut trees that are over at the park. If anybody didn't get a chance to get over there, they can go over to Roger Schultz Park and they'll see them there laying out in front of the parking area. And you can sure grab one and just cut the base of it and get it in like any normal tree. And it works pretty well.
Yeah. I love the photo, by the way. The photo is great.
That's it's classic, isn't it?
Yeah. That is maybe the best part of getting your Christmas tree is putting it on the car.
It is. In fact, we had one family from St. Mary's come over, and they were a really neat family of 10, and they got like 4 or 5 trees for the kids, and they even had a bigger one to get. They just couldn't get it on their new van. They couldn't figure out a way to get it on there. So we had Habitat for Humanity there. Josh with Habitat was there, and he was delivering some trees too. So that was kind of nice having him there this year to if people wanted their tree delivered to their house, he would, for a small donation, just take it to their house for them with an address and a name. So it's just a neat event with our parks crew. Shout out to our parks crew here. They do a great job. Cemetery guys helped out. It's just a all hands on deck kind of thing to bring people some happiness, especially this year, during some times when, you know, it just means a lot more sometimes in a year like this year to get out together as a family.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, the adult sports registration, let's talk about that a little bit and what you have on the radar.
Yeah, we got our adult guys here getting co-rec volleyball and pickleball out right now. It just starts today with registration. Co-rec volleyball will start up January 10th. And adult pickleball, great sport also, is starting up January 13th. And limited number of teams, so get in early with those if you want to play. And get registered online.
Okay. There's also a gingerbread decorating contest that you're involved with.
There is. Molly Mayberry in our office has been heading that up. It's a brand new event this year. Basically, contest runs from December 3rd to the 18th. Entries must be received by the 18th at 5 p.m. It's only $5 per entry, but there is a cash prize if you can have the best gingerbread house. So there, all the information's there on our website. Just go to the website and you can see how to enter and how to possibly win with the gingerbread house and something else to do with the family and the kids and do that virtual event. So take a look at that.
Fun to do, but it's challenging.
It is. And I think she even said on here, no kits, which makes it even more challenging.
Oh, no.
You know, when you're putting those together without a kit, sometimes it gets really interesting if they can even stand. So,
yeah. All right. Well, that'll be fun for a lot of families. Another thing that's fun, and we've talked a little bit about this with Tuttle Creek, is the first day hike.
Yeah, the first day hike's a lot of fun. We've done that for a number of years, working with Todd. Loving out at the state park. We go hand in hand working together there. And yeah, last year we had just such a great turnout of people. I mean, it had a great day, of course, and just had so many people out to get some fresh air after the holidays and just get the legs stretched out. And I think it'll be just the same this year. I think people will be looking to get out and do something like that. And they have a great park out there and some great trails to get up and down. And you'll see some bald eagles and a lot of wildlife. So it's a lot of fun. Basically just need in fact, I think he even waives the entry fee of a car sticker, but just come on in and, take a hike with us. It's a lot of fun on obviously at 10:30 in the morning on the first day of January. So after New Year's Eve, come out the next morning and enjoy a nice hike.
All right. Sounds good. Mark your calendars for that. Just a couple minutes left here, Ryan. What about for the spring? Do you have any thoughts about upcoming events for the spring?
Well, we hope to. We're definitely planning. All of us here at Parks and Rec are planning to hopefully get going and get things moving. I know the youth guys are chomping the bit. They want to get the kids outside. I know the adult guys are. We got a lot of, you know, different things with, you know, Zach's working with trying to get music going back in the park again and different things with Arts and Humanities. And we just have so many things, as you know, that we do here that we've just been kind of handcuffed lately. But we want to get going, want to get things going. That's what we're trying to plan for and just make things great for everybody again. So we really hope we can get going this spring and make it a great spring.
All right. Let's talk about how people can learn more about what's going on in the Parks and Rec online.
Yeah, definitely. Just go to our Facebook page. That's the biggest thing what we do. Teresa does a great job with that. Log in and see all the things that we have going on. Obviously, our website, we try to keep it up as well with all the events coming up and programming. And get on there to register and create a login that's simple and easy. There's stuff for the whole family typically to do. So definitely check us out and get signed up for something. And we hope to get everybody moving about this spring and have a great time. So that's what we do best. We hope we can get going. So.
Okay, absolutely. Well, we hope so too, and we wish you guys a happy holiday. Thank you for joining us here this morning, and Wyatt, thanks to you as well. Appreciate it.
Hey, Brandon, one last thing real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the Christmas trees, and this goes for all Christmas trees, live Christmas trees, we do have a recycle program over at Long's Park that will be beginning usually about the week prior to Christmas, and it'll go through February, the first part of February. Over at Long's Park, they can recycle their Christmas trees there for no cost.
Okay, yeah, appreciate that. We'll make a note of that. That'll wrap up In Focus here today. John Ford, Riley County Commissioner, will be on the show tomorrow.